Dubai Eye
103.8. Do awareness months actually work? We believe that people impacted by serious diseases and illnesses, such as cancer or any serious illness for that matter, are empowered by knowledge, strengthened by action and sustained by community. But awareness months, they may not be perfect, but do they make a difference? Do they make a difference in an individual's life, in raising awareness for said cause? The reason I'm asking this, you look at September, October and November, they raise awareness for no fewer than 15 different cancers as compared to 14 during the entire rest of the year. September alone features 8 cancers. So the question we're asking is it worth it? Is it worth cramming all these awarenesses into that part of the year? Awareness months do make a difference and they should not be abandoned, says one of our listeners who's got in touch on this topic already. Do you concur? Do you agree? Or do you feel that there is such a thing as awareness fatigue when it comes to month awarenesses and more? It's a timely time to be asking this question with Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming to a conclusion yesterday, October, into November. But then, of course, that means, Emma, that we turn our attention now to prostate cancer and other Movember. Men's cancers with Movember. Do you think there is such a thing as awareness fatigue?
I don't... It's a tricky one, isn't it? I think awareness months and awareness campaigns are amazing, particularly in certain parts of the world. In breaking down taboos as well. I mean, I know speaking to people about breast cancer awareness in the past and the number of men that actually get involved in that as well, because it does affect men as well. It's not just something that affects women. And the number of men that actually go and get themselves checked during breast cancer awareness month. And when the hospitals do free screenings and give out free information, I think it does help. I think it's how it's done and how much information is given and giving people a safe place to go and discuss these topics as well, I think.
I've got some good texts coming in through us or through already on this one. 4001 if you'd like to join that conversation. This one from one of our listeners out there. Do put your names with your text messages just so we can say thanks to you personally. Says this, I think awareness months are great if they represent something serious, such as breast cancer, etc., especially because the Pink Ladies do their charity events. And I know one of these schools managed to raise a fair amount of money for the Children's Hospital. Thank you for those. Keep them coming in. 4 and a 0 and a 0 and a 1 if you'd like to have your say. With regards to breast cancer awareness and with regards to the aforementioned Pink Ladies, that's where we go now with the conversation, because the Pink Ladies Games are about to get underway this weekend. They're being held down at the Sheraton JBR. Promo 7 are responsible for the organisation of the Pink Ladies Games. And to tell us a little bit more about them, we have got Jane Sloan joining us live on the line. Sloaney, lovely to have you on board. Thanks very much indeed for taking time to speak to us this morning.
Hello, Tom. Nice to hear your lovely voice again.
Well, it's nice to hear your lovely voice as well. It made my Thursday morning, now that you were going to join me this morning here on the show. Put it in a nutshell then for us, please, Sloane. What are the Pink Ladies Games?
Well, basically, this is something Promo 7 and Hercules Trophy have been running for 3 years. It's obviously, as you've been speaking about, it's to do with breast cancer awareness. We give 20% of our profits to the Pink Caravan. We have this year the Allied Medical Company who are sponsoring us. And it's basically 5 fun challenges that we set up for ladies only. It's run by ladies. And of course, with the breast cancer being our charity, we find we get the most incredibly cosmopolitan group of everybody who's in Dubai. And it's at the Sheraton, as you've said, Tom. It's early in the morning. They come along, they dress up and have a whale of a time. And of course, lots of music and dancing and fun. They win awards for the not only winners, but for the most fun team and the coolest team and the smartest team. And these ladies, it's heartwarming, honestly, to see them all coming together. And I think we've got between 500 and 600 ladies this time. So every year it's growing and growing, and we're going countrywide. We've got an event in Ajman scheduled for the 23rd as well. And it's a fun event. Unfortunately, registration has closed because a lot of our fun happens online before the event. But the ladies are just going crazy. They get votes from all their friends and fancy dress. And it's all happening. So we're thrilled. And of course, both Pink Caravan and Allied Medical are thrilled with the awareness that they've got. And of course, with this event, a lot of the prizes are free screenings, go and get yourselves checked. And it's making a huge difference. I mean, Allied said from the radio programs that you've already been running, that they're getting ladies coming along to have screenings and to be checked. So we're thrilled with that, and we're thrilled with the event. It's a fun, great event, and it's probably my favourite event of the whole year, to be honest.
Jane, you just mentioned there about, you know, we've been talking about awareness and this idea. There has been sort of some suggestions of awareness fatigue at this time of year as well. But you've just mentioned there that you are seeing, or certainly Allied Health and Allied Healthcare are seeing results at the moment. The fact that awareness campaigns, month-long awareness campaigns, do work. They do have benefits.
Very much so. In fact, wherever I've gone, I've seen little pink ribbons and ladies wearing them. And I think it does work. I think breast cancer in particular, you look at a lot of medical institutions. I know Allied are doing an awareness agenda. I know that Mediclinica, I know so many places that are doing it. And of course, we've got the backing of the 30-30 challenge. So we're getting a lot of PR through them. And they come down and film us, actually. And I would say that it does work. I think there's perhaps too many things happening, but there are certain really strong ones. And I think breast cancer, virtually every woman has been touched by it in some way or other, with family and friends and so on. And prostate for men, children's issues, animals, and having a month that everybody, I mean, I know November, the men all start growing their moustaches, don't they? And, you know, it sort of becomes traditional, and you do start thinking about it. It's almost like, well, Christmas is in December, so let's start thinking about deck the walls with holly, and it's that kind of thing. It is almost a programming. I think it works.
Those that are texting in at the moment going, hang on, this is taking place on November the 2nd. This is outside of October. But that's part of the awareness, isn't it? The awareness doesn't need to be limited to October.
Well, generally it should be in October, but we thought it was early enough in November. There were just a whole lot of logistical issues, but we thought it's early enough in November to still kind of slightly cheat it. But yes, they're quite right. It should be in October, but you can say that we've had all the fabulous awareness in October, and now it's coming to fruition at the beginning. But they're quite right. It should be in October.
But equally, that said, I mean, it feeds into that argument that we shouldn't limit this awareness to 1 month. We know that there is a month of action for breast cancer awareness, which is October. It's a dedicated 4 weeks. But that doesn't mean to say that the awareness needs to finish on the 31st of October with a Halloween party. It must continue throughout the year.
Yes, absolutely. But I think this sort of thing creates awareness.
Okay.
And then ladies slowly but surely think, oh, I'd better go and get myself checked now. I'm a bit busy now. I'm going on holiday then. Why don't I? So it kind of escalates it. But you do find that, I mean, I went for a screening a couple of months ago. People said to me, Jane, here you are running the Pink Ladies Breast Cancer Awareness. Have you been checked lately? And I went, actually, no. So I hightailed it down to Allied. And of course, that was something. And then it spills over and people say, we've got Jamira Jane there who said, now we've just been checked. And so it goes on to the Sheraton and our, you know, various people. And of course, there's going to be lots of free screenings and free diagnostic stuff happening. So 500 ladies who are there, plus all the ladies who listen to Alicia, did some lovely programs on 92 for us on this. And we had all the stations covering it because we're appealing to all women. Mm. So it's wonderful, Tom, to look out there. And there's not many events in Dubai where you have a complete cultural mix. And because it's run for women, by women, we have a lot of Emirati ladies as well, which we're very pleased about. And and women together competing, laughing. It's more than just the breast cancer. It's camaraderie. It's intercultural networking. It's actually very therapeutic in lots of ways.
Almost out of time, so just let's get some logistics on this one. It's down at the Sheraton. It's down at the Sheraton JBR from tomorrow morning. What time are people getting there?
Yes, well, our ladies who are competing are getting there at 7, and the challenges start at 8. People are welcome to come and watch and support, but unfortunately, registration is closed, and we finish at 11 with a slap-up breakfast and a prize giving.
Looking forward to it. And I know it's all about the pink ladies, and I know that it's their games as well. So does that mean that us fellas, us blokes, do we get to spend Friday afternoon on the sofa?
You get to spend Friday morning on the sofa.
Ah.
And then when your ladies come home, you jump to a tension and then take the family out for lunch, as one should.
As one always should. Jane Sloan, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. I hope that everyone
too,
at the Premier 7 are good and well. Look forward to catching up with you soon. All the best with the Big Ladies Games tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom. Bless you for calling. Cheers.
Pink Ladies Games. If you'd like to find out more, we'll post the link up onto the pages so that you can find out more. It's the Pink Ladies Games Hilton at the Sheraton JBR tomorrow morning right here in Dubai as part of ongoing awareness for breast cancer.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.